This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're still live. Well, sort of. This is pre-recorded. I don't know if that counts as live or not. I'm not even going to worry about those semantics at SHOT Show 2020. And occasionally, I mean, yesterday I had it happen yesterday, and I get to have it happen today. I get to speak to somebody that I really wanted to meet. And that's happening now. So from Thunder Ranch, I am graced with Clint and Heidi Smith.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. Now, the reason I wanted you here is because you, in conjunction with Nighthawk Custom, built a superlative 1911. The thing that impressed me most about it was it is basic, but it is the best basic it could possibly be.
Yes, sir.
Now, you are you still teach, when you train long ranger shooting, what, a M1 Garand?
Oh, I have one.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Or three.
Three.
Yeah. But, I mean, you carry a 1911 daily.
Yes, sir.
I've seen your, and I can, you can always tell a guy that really carries a gun, the same gun over and over again, by his concealed carry holster. Because you have one that I'm sure was quite stiff a few decades ago,
right?
And now it looks like a piece of paper whipping in the wind.
Yeah, I kind of get a new one every year.
Every year,
yeah,
wear that one out.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's true.
Yeah. So you carried a 1911 daily. When you were thinking about this gun, what you know, with Thunder Ranch, how much of your philosophy that you use to teach at Thunder Ranch went into your ideas for this gun?
Well, I think the ideology is very present in the gun. But, you know, a lot of people go like, well, you know, I can't go to school with you because you're a 1911 guy. That's not true, really. I've shot this gun for 50 years.
Right.
I've carried it almost every day for 50 years. So, shall we say I'm comfortable with it.
Right.
I'm not opposed to other guns, and I think that, you know, from our standpoint, we always advocate that our students be students of weapons craft, not necessarily a master of just a gun. I mean, we've all met masters, you know, Rod Latham, he's a master of a gun. But I think for a lot of us regular people, we don't have the opportunity either time-wise, money-wise, you know, lifestyle-wise, to just shoot like that guy does.
Right.
But the idea is if someone goes, hey, great, you know, what gun would you select? It wouldn't necessarily be this gun. Someone goes like, well, I'm going to get a 1911 because that's what you have. And I go, don't get a gun based on what I have. Get a gun based on what is best for you and what functions for you. And the same gun is not going to work for everybody.
That's right.
Right. So, but then this 1911, I have dealt with other people, shall we say, in the industry. That would be appropriate. I've been doing it for 50 years. But I think this one is the one that I've been in pursuit of. This is sort of
that particular,
that gun. This gun got me to the top of the mountain where I wanted to be with the gun. Now, it's still all we know, John Browning's design, everybody's got it. But, you know, people go like, well, you know, it's an old gun. You're right. Okay. And you carry an old gun. Yes. And you teach like old stuff, like looking at the sights and pressing the trigger and maybe using cover. And I go, yes. Okay. And they go like, well, you know, you're really old. And I go, do you ever think there's a reason I got this?
But, I mean, how much infantry is, as far as infantry tactics in there, what's the difference between, basically, between Alexander the Great and today? The way they used to stack and stagger everything?
Nothing really. And if you look at it, that's the same thing as this. We're not really, shall we say, making a monster improvement because the technology that we have compared to the gun that I carried in 1969 in Vietnam and this gun, they're the same gun.
Right.
Someone would look at the gun and go, oh, yeah, it's a 1911, but it is not the same gun. It has sight you can see.
Yeah.
The trigger works really well. It's got a pretty hardcore finish, and it serves a purpose. It's a tool, and you know we're just talking here.
Sure.
The Nighthawk people who are awesome, they have a gun in the display case that's like a totally engraved like dragon.
Right. We saw that the other day. The Mayflower and the
The Mayflower.
Yeah.
Like, well, the one with the boat on it is for repelling mortars. The one with the dragon on it is for fighting dragons.
Okay.
So, in other words, I think people have always, as far as warriors, regardless of their gender, have always, shall we say, emblazoned their tools.
Right.
You know, that they fought with. And the same thing with technology. You know, this is 100-year-old technology, but it's at the pinnacle of what can be. It's the best metal. Now, can we say in 25 years there'll be a better version of this? Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with improvement?
Right. Well, I mean, I probably carried, when I was in the military, I probably carried the same 1911 they issued you. I had an Ithaca, and it, you know, I could shake it. It sounded like a castanet when I'd hold it up. Qualified with it for 7 years, and it had no sights at all. Well, it sort of had these little divots popping up. And thankfully, the targets were bigger than my eyesight could cover.
And you were younger then.
I was younger.
Right.
I was younger. All of my extra chest was in my chest instead of where it's at right now.
Yeah.
So that was the thing, see, though. When I was looking at this gun and I saw the way you explained it.
Yes, sir.
Something you can take apart with your hands.
Yes, sir.
Something that has basic controls, nothing fancy, exactly the way it was designed in the first place.
Yes, sir.
But better materials.
Better materials.
Better sort of little ergonomic niceties about it, you know, the checkering and all the other things.
Right. And they did a little bit with the safety for me, okay, just simply because, as you know, when we get to a certain point, we laugh about it now, except when you get there, you know, arthritis in your thumb.
Yeah. Jaw.
Starts to be something that, you know what I'm getting at, so.
I've been having this thing on my hand where, like, I hope I can do it in 8 rounds because I can't change the magazine right now because this is all stiff, so.
But my wife, Heidi, you know, she's here with us, and bluntly, and we don't have to name names because that's not our style.
Right.
But she's carried a brand of a pistol, we'll say, which is polymer, for 25 years.
It doesn't matter if you say the name, Clint. Yeah. It's okay.
But, you know, they deal with it.
Yeah.
So, it was a funny story is when the Nighthawk people came. Mark Nelson, they brought two guns, one a 45 and one a 9. Great, no problem. Not everybody needs to shoot a 45.
Right.
And so, like, she shot the 9, and so she walked outside.
I didn't shoot the 9.
Yeah, right.
Picked it up. I've never been able to. I've had my pick of any 1911 for 25 years.
Sure.
And, you know, when I first shot one in 1989, that cool. I mean, I had Band-Aids. Everybody remembers the old days where the 1911 just cut you up. I picked this gun up, and I've never had a gun so comfortable in my hand.
Right.
And I picked it up 10, 25, 50, 100 yards. And I have witnesses on this. I thought, okay, that's a fluke.
Yeah.
I moved it to my left hand. All the guns I have shot in the years I've been shooting, 27 years, have hurt my left hand shooting. Just single-handed. I picked it up 25, 50, 100 yards. First round hits with my left hand only. And what the best thing about this gun for me is that I'm on the sheriff's department. I'm a Thames medic, so I'm required to carry a Glock. But as far as picking up a gun, you can shoot a gun and have fun, but one that's enjoyable. It's the first gun in the history for me shooting and being in the industry this long that I've enjoyed. And that's, when you enjoy something more, you shoot more.
You're going to practice more.
You practice more.
Practice more, you're going to get more proficient.
Yeah, so I had another 1911. I sold it on GunBroker so I could buy this one. And they brought the demo gun, and I told Mark, you're not getting it back.
Yeah,
so
she kept that prototype gun, like what you call it, Jewel.
I
go, Mark, she's not giving the gun back. Okay. And he goes, well, you know, I keep all the new ones, and she goes, no.
No. So anyway, still with me.
We're coming up on the first break. I want to talk about a couple of things to address the whole idea that, you know, maybe you're embracing an obsolete technology, because a lot of the points that you make have nothing to do with, because shooting is not about technology.
Right.
And I want to point that out. And I also want to point out how many people respect you that shoot the plastic Fantastics.
Yeah.
I know a few of them. I had Jaeger here yesterday. I know Jaeger's a big, Clint. He's a big Clint fan, so, you know, that. I just want to address that idea that old is not necessarily effective, and I want to address why you preface it that. Thunder Ranch, how does people find out about Thunder Ranch?
You can go to our webpage, www.thunderranchinc.com. And, of course, in the last few years, we've gotten into social media, so Instagram, Facebook, so, yeah, give us a call.
Carefully, so we don't get flagged.
Yeah, carefully.
Yeah, that's how. But see, by doing this, see, social media may come and go. But talk radio, talk radio is forever. That's why I record it with these really cool short stubby mics. You guys hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Back again on the floor. more at SHOT Show 2020, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Clint and Heidi Smith from Thunder Ranch. We were talking about the pistol, the Thunder Ranch Combat Special, which I was sent the President in 9mm. I was sent the Agent 2 in 9mm. I was sent that in .45. The Agent 2 and the President are now back ensconced safely with the boys at Nighthawk. This is in my gun safe.
Awesome.
I kept that gun. For the people that would look at this, Clint, and say, you know, this is old technology.
Yes.
And they want to have high capacity and everything. I saw you in a video talking one time about how you don't plan on missing if you have to pull your weapon and shoot at somebody.
Well, that would be really a kind of a bold statement. I mean, and probably, like a lot of things, as you well know, if someone takes a piece of your radio thing, they can manipulate it. So
Sure. Sometimes
when people say, like, hey, you said, but they pieced and parted it together. The deal with it is we all know that we're not going to solve the problem unless we hit something. And if we don't hit something, then what we're going to do is actually create another problem if we have an errant round.
Right.
Okay, and that's the world we live in. It's not good or bad. It's just the way that it is. And people go like, well, you know, if I have twice the magazine capacity you do, and I go, you're right, okay? But the problem is when you run out of ammo, you didn't practice loading as much as I did because I practiced loading twice as much as you did. So
right.
If I run out of ammo, I practice loading the gun and bringing it back in service. And the idea that I'm going to solve the problem with one round, we don't know that. I mean, you know, what is it, if you look at it statistically, 80% of all people that are hit by handguns, even with multiple hits, survive. So
sure. This
is a tool of efficiency, not effectiveness. Okay, it's efficient in the sense that we can carry it and have us with us when we go to the grocery store, but not necessarily effective as far as knocking them down, which you know the myth and legends about. It can't. That Newton apple guy, that physics thing, if it knocks the guy down, it knocks me down. Okay?
Well, so I took that when I heard that right. To mean that you actually practice marksmanship, which right. A lot of people have become these five-yard snipers shooting at steel.
Right.
They get the instant gratification. They can shoot the gun really, really fast. On video, it looks right. Really, really, really good.
Right. Absolutely.
I went to a Steve Fisher class where he made me back up 25 yards and shoot at a B8 target.
Right.
Now, even with a red dot sight. And, you know, that's still, you know, he was telling me, do you know how long a grocery store aisle is? I said, no, I do not. He said, 27 yards.
Right. And the other thing that people forget is that, it may not work.
Okay. Right.
And two, this fact that it's, you know, going to catch up with you if you miss. So I would kind of go like, I get your point. You hold more ammo. You maybe have a bigger platform. But the deal with it is like, here's something to think about. I've shot the gun for 50 years. I'm reasonably comfortable and confident with it.
Right.
If I had to pick up a polymer pistol, I could. Is it my favorite? There's no mechanical device that will compensate for a jerk jerking on the trigger.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if I have a lot of ammo if I'm not hitting anything. And that's what we see a lot, which is the reason when people go, well, you're just trying to sell training. No, I'm trying to sell competency, and you can't buy it. It's acquired. You have to shoot it again and again. And then there is this other thing that you and I both understand. I can be 20 years old. My eyes are good. I can see little bitty sights. I'm going along. I'm rocking them. I'm socking them. I'm hitting them. I'm good. Then I get to be 30, and oh, okay, now I can't shoot as much because I got kids. And then I get to be 40, and my eyes change. Then I get to be 50, and my leg don't work. And then at what age I get my chest split open where I can't even pick up a handgun, okay? You know, there's this constant wave when you're trying.
It's a roller coaster ride in the development of the shooter.
Right, so when you're trying to, you know, address competency, that's an ongoing perishable skill. So when people ask, I go, yes, you're right, I shoot fundamentals. And I'm telling you right now, your sight picture, that perfect Camp Perry sight picture, is always going to be under duress, always. Running, gunning, heart rate's 250, pooping your shorts, okay? But the deal with it is practice, repetition, conversation, and not even the run and gun like matching stuff, but thinking, okay, where am I at 7:30 at night? Well, some invasions take place between 3 and 11.
Right.
Okay. If someone kicks in the front door, where do you have to go to get the gun to protect yourself? Okay, cool. That's a good scenario. Now, front door, back door. What do you do? Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's more than, as we well know, anybody can pull the trigger. We see it every day in some of the stupid stuff that happens. But the idea to be responsible and confident in what's going on, and that would be my goal. So people go, you teach fundamentals, and I go, you're absolutely right. I want them to look at the sights. The guy goes, well, what happens if he's on top of you choking you? Well, then you know you can't look at the sights, and that was a stupid question. Okay, so.
So, for you, does it, when you help with this, does this check off all the boxes that you're looking for?
It does. And, you know, like I said, it's modified lightly compared to many other guns.
Yes.
But I don't need, you know, an ambidextrous safety unless, like you said, we'd have an issue with our hand is not working exactly right now. Now maybe I want to have my Nighthawk tuned up to have an ambi safety.
Right.
You know, maybe, do I need a magazine flare in the bottom? I don't think so. I know how to load the gun. I'm not worried about that. Okay?
You're not just somebody's carrying two mags when you go out. What do you care about, five or six?
Yeah, or as many as I can find.
Heidi, what do you care? How many do you carry?
We have this competition at home.
Oh, yeah?
When we cross the bridge.
Who carries most?
Okay. At the mailbox, how many rounds you got?
Yeah. When we leave the ranch.
In the 50s.
Yeah, but you already got an advantage because you're carrying 9mm.
Yeah, well,
so what do you got, 10-round mags?
Yeah. That's fine. Hey, you know, she's a girl.
Okay.
You know, give her more ammo. That makes them happy.
Yeah.
It's like giving a, you know, how could you go wrong? You give a girl like a...
Is that like Eagle Rights at Thunder Ranch, give her more ammo?
No, that's okay. Like if I gave her a diamond ring, she'd really be happy.
Okay.
So, you know, if you give them something that makes them happy and more ammo makes her happy, so, like, how can I go wrong?
And it's better for you economically, right?
Yeah, right.
For one thing, if
I like you, Heidi.
I like you, too.
Okay.
And I like your wife. One thing for me is when people look at stuff that we haven't really promoted a lot of things or put our logo because it's who we are.
Right.
And but it's not just about this pistol. I have never worked with such an amazing group of people at Nighthawk because it's not the gun. The customer service, the personal, they just treated us so well. So it's not just the gun. You are putting your livelihood, your name with a group of people who
and
really
your life.
Care. And
yeah.
Your life. Everything that we stand for is in that gun, and they are supporting that. So truly some of the best people I've ever worked with.
And you know, to address the gun for just a second, the space shuttle blew up twice.
Right.
All mechanical devices can
are going to fail or can fail.
Yeah, right. So the deal with it is how do I go to the best tool that I think that I can actually bet my life on? Because that's what we're doing with this. People sometimes think they're carrying a gun because it's cool. Yeah, hey, my buddies carry a gun. It's all really cool until you get a lawyer.
Okay? Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it's not as fun.
It becomes decidedly uncool.
Right.
Before we run out of time, real quick, one more time, give out the stuff about Thunder Ranch, if you would.
Yeah, go to our webpage at www.thunderranchinc.com. You can always give us a call. Phone number is on the webpage. And for all of you that are in our classes coming up in Vegas and in Phoenix, these guns are with us and you can shoot them.
Awesome. So do you have like a seniors curriculum for those of us that get out there? That
dude, we're looking at seniors.
When they get out there, like, we're going to simulate your heart rate being in a duress. We're going to make you run 100 yards. Okay. I'll have to check with you guys on that later. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Clint Smith, Heidi Smith, Thunder Ranch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Democrats.
We're ready to go with a big infrastructure bill if they're ready to approve it. We're also ready to lower drug prices very substantially. We did last year was the first time in 51 years that prescription drug prices went down.
Speaking to some governors at the White House, the president also touted the North American trade deal and the first phase of the trade accord with China. President Trump will be in New Hampshire Monday night for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies. An Arkansas mayor is thanking police officers following a deadly shooting inside a Walmart. Forest City Mayor Cedric Williams says police did the right thing by confronting someone at the big box store. The suspect was making threats inside the Walmart and was killed during a gun battle with officers. The Dow gained 174 points to finish at 29,276. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We're here at SHOT Show 2020. And right about now, I have a couple of guys that are across from me. They do something, and we'll get to that. We'll get to the magical part of what they do. But joining me now is Nelson Davis. He is, I always get your title wrong at Nighthawk Custom. Are you the CEO, COO?
COO.
Okay, he's one of the ABC guys at Nighthawk Custom. He's the right-hand man of the other gentleman here, which is Mark Stone, who's the owner-operator of Nighthawk Custom. Hello, sir.
Hey, Bill.
It's always a pleasure to see you. As you know, for me, it's always a pleasure anyway. Just had Clint Smith on here, and we were talking about the combat special, which is not a new gun. It's just a really impressive gun. But you got some new stuff to talk about. So real quick, let's talk about what you got in your hand.
Well, thank you, Bill. This is probably one of the most innovative things that we've ever done in Nighthawk. I know that's a big statement because we've done a lot of cool things over the years. But,
right.
For the first time ever, first time for Nighthawk, first time for the 1911 platform, first time for the industry, we have a fully machined, ready to drop in trigger for a 1911 platform gun. So not the shoe, not the part you're pushing, but all of the hard stuff, the sear, the disconnector, the hammer, springs, pins, all the stuff internally that makes a 1911 trigger what it is, what makes it so great.
Right.
We've developed a system. It's a chassis unit, basically, that will slide into the back of a military mil-spec standard 1911 gun.
Okay. And this is something that drops in now. Is this going to feel like a Nighthawk trigger would in a Nighthawk gun?
Yes, it's all fully machined parts and three and three quarter pound trigger weight. We've shot tested it one of them's over 30,000 rounds, probably closer to 40 now, and people pick it up. We've had dealer summits, people shooting guns, laid them out on the table, and they couldn't tell the difference between our gunsmith trigger and that trigger until we showed them, hey, this housing's down in here. Let us show you how this works, and they're blown away with it. So,
now, is this the first time you guys have ever gotten out there and sold pieces versus whole guns?
Well, we started, you know, years ago. Building custom 1911s is a tough job.
Yeah. Especially the way you do it.
Labor, the way we do it. Every part, you know.
You want me to say it?
Yes.
One gun. One gunsmith.
I expect to hear that about five more times throughout this.
That's fine. I got plenty of time. Plenty of time. Nothing but time.
But yes, with this drop-in trigger, part of this process was to say, hey, we need a fully machined, Nighthawk quality drop-in parts line for the guys that, you know, want to improve their production gun without having to hire a gunsmith or be a gunsmith
right.
to get these parts. And so we have a line, this kind of being the signature attention getter, the drop-in trigger. The drop-in parts is, you know, being government commander barrels and bushings to kits to the threaded barrel versions.
Grip safeties, mainspring housings. You know, one of the things that you know well, Bill, is people in general, they love to tinker with stuff.
Sure,
kind of,
sure.
Kind of who we are as Americans.
And especially people that own guns and shoot them.
Well, and then you get into the gun world, and I think people are even worse about it. They want to watch YouTube videos, and they want to play with things, they want to change things. And the 1911 platform really hasn't been very friendly. You know, you can change your grips, but anything past that's getting pretty complicated a lot of times. And so we wanted to make it really simple to where people could upgrade a factory 1911, replace some of the parts on it that are either cast or MIM or plastic, or change it aesthetically, and put really high quality, high grade Nighthawk parts into their gun and just upgrade it all around.
Right. That, you know, and the trigger is really sort of, in a lot of cases with a lot of gun companies, that's almost the that's where the price of admission really covers it, because triggers can make or break a gun, and a really good trigger makes a really good gun. And I've always been impressed with the Nighthawk trigger. That there's two things that I can tell a Nighthawk gun with. I can tell by running the slide if it's a Nighthawk gun, and I can tell by pulling the trigger if it's a Nighthawk gun.
Yep. Well, and that's really what makes one of the things that makes the 1911 special is the way that it's designed, the way that John Moses Browning designed it. It can have the best trigger of any pistol platform.
That's right. That's the best trigger. That is the best trigger.
And I say it can because not every 1911 trigger out there is great, but it does. Now with our drop-in trigger, it has the possibility or the opportunity to be great.
Well, I very rarely go down to that level since I got to Nighthawk. I'm sorry. I'm ruined for the rest of my life. What were you going to say, boss?
Years of seeing all the AR drop-in triggers and stuff like that. John Beers, a friend of mine at Timney Triggers, and one time he bought a Nighthawk, and my idea was to send it to him without a trigger in it and encourage him to
make a trigger,
drop-in trigger. You know? And I thought, he's really not a 1911 guy as far as he doesn't have that knowledge on that. So I thought, no, I'm not going to do that to him. But so the thought has been in our mind for a long time. And when Mark Dye,
when we met Mark Dye a few years ago, he went to several people, and he'd been working on this 1911 drop-in trigger for 8 or 10 years, I think, and he had working prototypes, but he needed someone that understood and had the capacity and the desire to take that and do all the solid works, figure out all the details where you could actually produce a high number of them and every one of them be right. So it's a patented trigger. Everybody thinks that, it had to have part of the shoe because that's the way the AR triggers and all the others are, but it's very simply held in with a sear pin and a hammer pin, and it's really awesome. It's blown people away, and we have some videos of how it's installed on our website.
I've seen those. A lot of people interested in those. A lot of people interested in those.
And just encourage people to look at it because the trigger is a difference maker.
Yep.
And instead, they may not be at the point, or they may have a family pistol or something that their family or their father had given to them, and they would like to keep it and want to improve it. So this gives them that ability, and then later on, if they want to buy a full hand-built Nighthawk custom pistol, they could. So.
One thing I've noticed about you guys have mastered the art of a very compatible collaborations with people. You go with people that are sort of traditionalists, like with some of your finishes and some of this other stuff.
Turnbull.
And Turnbull is an excellent example, because that guy is about as old fashioned as it comes as far as the craftsmanship part of it, right? I'm not saying that's bad. The quality.
Highest quality.
Yeah. And then, with some of the other series, like the Agents. You went with Agency Arms, which they cut up Glocks, and that has proven to be a very, very successful handgun line. That's until I got my hands on the Combat Special, that was my kryptonite. The Agent 2 was my kryptonite. So your collaborations are always, when I hear about them, the first thing I'm like, what are you guys thinking? And then I see what you do, and then I go, I know what those guys were thinking. I mean, is this a lucky accident, or is this based upon what you guys do when you're looking to collaborate with somebody?
There's a lot of planning that goes into every one of these decisions, and you look at, who are they? First, number one, who are the people there? You don't want to do business with people that are going to screw you or go behind your back or cut some other shady deal. And so you got to work with good people. And then who is the company? What do they represent? What kind of quality do they have? And is it something that when we're working together, we're both going to benefit and we're both going to increase our brand in a positive way for the customers overall? Everyone benefits from that. But it is we have to be selective.
Let me get you guys to hang on. We're coming into the break. We're going to talk about new gun models that I don't even know about yet because I want to hear about it. On the floor at SHOT Show 2020, I'm talking to Nighthawk, Mark Stone, Nelson Davis. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio from the floor at SHOT Show 2020. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Nelson Davis and Mark Stone from Nighthawk Custom. I was at the Mad Dog 2020 party out there the other day. I only shot the double stack because that's a really nice. What do we call the double stack? What is that?
That's our TRS series.
The TRS series.
Tactical Ready series.
It definitely is. It definitely is. That's a splendid pistol. I really like the contour of the grip. Where did you come up with that? Is that in-house?
We're getting that made, yeah.
Okay. Now, I was very, very impressed by two guns you sent me recently, the President and the Agent 2. But these were both full-size pistols, right? The President is part of the Board series.
Boardroom series.
The Boardroom series. And the Agent 2 is just the Agent 2, which speaks for itself. You guys decided to neaten that up a little, maybe not neaten it up, let's say jack it up a little bit. You came out with an Agent 2 Commander.
Yep. First time ever. The Agent 2 has been our most popular model for the last couple of years, and it's just been really, really strong. The market received it well, and so this year for SHOT Show, we wanted to bring a Commander version, 4 1/4-inch barrel, a little bit shorter slide, more carry ready. it's something that our customers have been asking for basically since the beginning. So we've got that here this year. We're really excited about it. And then you mentioned the president as well.
Right.
We've got the vice president here with us this year.
Now, what is I don't even know anything about it except that it exists. Is this a commander version or what is this?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
So same as the H2 Commander. It's a 4 1/4 inch barrel, shorter slide, 1911.
Now, see, the president, the thing I like about the president series, this would be a gun you'd lay out right next to your key fob for your Bugatti car and your Breitling watch and all this other stuff. It just, but, I mean, it's actually a less expensive gun than the Agent 2, and it's a long, as far as its contour is concerned, I would consider that to be a little more traditional, because the Agent 2 has the accessory rail. Does the Agent 2 Commander have the accessory rail?
Yes.
So that's really more for somebody that's somebody's going to run a light or something on it.
The whole board rim series, the way that started out is most, we kind of run out of hawk names, and I said, hey, everybody likes a cool name.
Yeah.
I was on a bank board, and I thought, hey, what about a board rim series? And then we'll start off with the Chairman was a 6-inch version of that.
I shot that gun. That's a nice gun.
Part to make those things fully 100% reliable and very forgiving, we widened the slide and did all the cool stuff and the gold barrel. It was more of a kind of a competition pistol that we intended for overseas, but it was so cool. I said, hey, we got to do it here. So, the 6-inch version, it went really well. And then we came down, and of course, the next one in line in the hierarchy was the president, was a 5-inch version. And it's been a hit as well. And thought, hey, a lot of people say, hey, when are you going to do the commander version? And that's the vice president. Very cool. Sell them both at 9 and 45. 9's becoming very popular. And
in the 1911, that's a very potent package in the 1911.
Yes, and everybody, your spring doesn't have to be as strong, your recoil spring, and when people pull that slide back, and it feels like it's on ball bearings, and they just...
I think of it more as electromagnetic.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's floating in there.
Like it's on rail. I mean, it's just...
I would like to suggest now for the boardroom series a collaboration with me if you'd want to. We could call mine the men's room attendant. It could just be a no-frills pistol, but it'd be with all the Nighthawk, all the Nighthawk stuff for the kind of gun, because all boardrooms have a men's room that is very fancy and, mints and cologne and cloth napkins and all that other stuff. I could be that guy, Mark. I could be that guy for you. The men's room attendant by Nighthawk. For the guy who doesn't have a valet to park his car but still might get accosted.
Yeah, it's been a great series. And the agents has been incredible. There's nothing's really ever been done on a 1911 like that. And when people look at
the agent won. That was a run of 50. Yeah. How soon did that sell out when you guys came out with that?
One day.
And you guys introduced it at the NRA meetup, right?
Yes.
And it was sold out at your booth.
Yeah, and I'm 52 now, so Nelson and Mike, they had a plan on a lottery. Is that what you called it?
Yeah, basically.
A basic lottery. And that Agent 1 was a commander version.
Right.
There was only 50 of them made. And people signed up for a chance to have an opportunity to buy that. So I think there's 1,800 and some people signed up for a chance to buy. Those 50 were gone in one day.
Yeah.
And we wanted to kind of do something totally new and different, and that's when we reworked the frame and did all the controls and that sort of thing and showed it in a 5-inch version.
Now, as somebody's been sponsored by you for quite some time, I'm constantly accosted by people, and I want to point something out that happens with you guys every time you come to one of these events, NRA, SHOT Show. You guys take hundreds of orders for these guns. I mean, what's been your best show, Nelson? Give me a number. What's an average number you're going to do at one of these shows?
In the hundreds.
500, 400?
Oh, you're talking 500 probably.
500, 500 orders for guns.
One model or
just overall?
Yeah, because you're more talking about how our booth is always full and we've got people coming in. That's one of the things that really makes these shows fun. Is we've got a
cool product, it's fun, and people respect high-quality stuff, and so it doesn't matter what show we go to.
So, and the market for your guns are there. Now, the other thing I want to point out is that you cannot fill that market and maintain the reputation that you guys have without quality control that is on some level that I can't even begin to imagine.
Bill, I'm waiting for the one gunsmith. Yeah, we spend a lot of time with it, and that's one of the things that makes us who we are, and we always, you know, can get caught up in, well, how, you know, what's our production, and could we bump it up a little bit, and how do we be more efficient? You know, any business, you're looking at that, those things, but when you talk about our core values and what we really believe, the highest quality is the center of that.
Right.
All of it doesn't matter if we were to let anything on the quality side slip.
I have this. I'm going to, the first building I'm going to look at, or the first room I want to go see in Berryville when I get there, is the warranty room, because I have this vision of like this room with a bare light bulb and webs around it, nobody in it, one empty desk, no chair.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons we went to All Fully Machine Parts, the one gun, one gunsmith years ago. I just said, hey, I'm going to be in this business, or my family's going to be in this business for the next 100 years. So we've got to do things right.
Yep.
I lay my head down at night. I don't have to worry about what we did and the quality that we had. And so, yeah, you know, we have a few warranties because after 16 years, you have some. But
that's going to happen, yeah.
But a lot of times it's a, you know, a tritium vial side, or, you know, a grip screw bushing or a grip screw. But quality, and people appreciate that. There is
what
we call the Nighthawk difference. And you know, our
Nighthawk difference, one gun, one gunsmith.
Yeah. There you go. Now you're catching on, Bill. Proud of you.
Is that three? I owe you two more, don't I? You're going to have to set me up two more times, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's about and that's what we want to create, not only the best 1911 on the market, but we want to, the ultimate firearms experience is what we want to do. From everything, from dealing with us on the phone to designing and being flexible on your build. If a model doesn't, if we don't have a model with that, but you talked about, Mark, you have all these different models. You mentioned that earlier. And we do that because people need to see what can be done, and if they want to switch it around and
yeah.
do some different things,
well, I mean,
on it, they are.
All of your guns that you have, that, you know, it's, they're a premium gun, they're priced accordingly, and they're all designed to be carried, right? I mean, there's a couple out there that, you know, maybe like the Turnbull special that you guys had, that was just beautiful, and I would never, I would want to keep that in like a environmentally controlled sealed capsule or something. But most of them, the Agent 2, the Falcon, I carried the Falcon day in and day out for a year and a half, day in and day out, never had an issue with it, trained with it. I probably shot it 2,500 times before it got retired, and it's being retired so a grandson can have it later on down the road. But I had one bad magazine one time, and that was it. I've never had a problem with the gun, and it still feels like it's electromagnetic on the slide and everything else. So,
and that's, we want to, you know, in days where
we're running out of time, do you want to do one more segment?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all right. You'll be hearing plenty from Nighthawk. I'm going to Berryville pretty soon, where it's one gun, one gunsmith. And when I'm there, it'll be the Nelson and Bill show. Thanks for joining me, guys. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.